This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, August 14th. Well, the stock market hit new highs yesterday based on the S&P 500, and it's a little tired right now, and it should be tired because we actually made too much money in the last couple days, to be honest with you. I'm still kind of numb on how fast a lot of the AI and data center related stocks have done, and some are still running. The memory stocks today are hotter than hot. So the party continues, folks. In the meantime, we do have the Atlanta Fed slashing their third quarter GDP estimate to 4.3%, down from their previous estimate of 5.8%. And the catalyst for that was today's retail sales report. Basically, the Commerce Department announced that retail sales declined 0.6% in July. Economists were expecting a 0.1% increase. The culprit for this surprising drop was a 2.2% decline in online sales because Amazon had their Prime Day in June, and so everybody wanted to buy online bought in June instead of July. Also, gas station sales dropped 0.9%, and finally, auto sales dropped 1.8%. So, that's why the retail sales report for July was down. Now, when we look under the surface, there's some green shoots. Apparel sales rose 1.9%. Even furniture sales rose 0.3%. Also positive, sales at bars and restaurants rose 0.5%. That's the fifth month in a row they've been up. So this is indicative that consumers are out and about. But, 70% of our economy is consumer-related, so this has a big impact on GDP growth, and that's why third quarter GDP was slashed. Now, the other comment I have is, this is just further confirmation why the Fed might not want to raise rates. Now, the argument for raising rates is the two-year Treasury is above the federal funds rate, and they have to catch up. The argument not to raise rates is that we just had a negative payroll report and downward revisions. We just had very good inflation news. And of course, now we got declining retail sales. So the Fed will not be raising rates in September, and market rates are still meandering lower. I would add that there's a lot of borrowing underway, and a lot of it's the data centers. You know, these tech companies, you have these super high return on equity of 20% or more. And when your return on equity is that high, you don't issue stock, you tend to issue debt. And so if you can borrow at 6% and your return on equity is 20%, guess what? Your earnings are going to go up. So as you can see, the data center boom is a big deal right now. The order backlog is getting bigger and bigger. There's a lot of talk about it. And it's being driven by debt financing. So this is interesting, and it's kind of hard for rates to go down when demand for borrowing is going up. But, it goes to the company's bottom line. Ed Yardini had a great chart showing how earnings acceleration has more than doubled this quarter or previous quarter, but we haven't had NVIDIA and Micron yet, and that will just push it all over 50%, which is stunning. You know, our earnings growth is over 100, but the S&P is over 50. So stunning, stunning, stunning. So it's a fascinating time we're in. So enjoy it, folks. Usually August is a tough month, but it's a huge rebound month after the situational awareness hedge fund blew up in July. And, some of this is short covering. And we're going to be talking a lot about this on Sunday's Navalier Market Buzz. So you might want to tune in and get an update on where we are in the market and how much of the short covering, et cetera. So take care, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. It's Louis Navalier.